bless our fellowship time together. And so, Holy Spirit, come. We thank you for our veterans, Jesus. We bless our military men and women. Lord, we bless them today. We thank you for them. And Lord, we just thank you and we invite you here. Holy Spirit, come and anoint your word as it's read, as it's sung, as it's declared. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's prepare our hearts to worship with the prelude. Psalm 34, David has been delivered, and he has a testimony, and we're going to sing, no, we're not going to sing, we're going to read, it's going to be a responsive reading of part of this story, of why we're doing what we're doing, because God has delivered him, and he said, glorify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together, and that's what we're going to do today. So please stand for our call to worship. It's taken from the first six verses of Psalm 34. Gordy's going to start us off, and then we'll respond. Psalm 34.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed.
This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. He has made me glad. Let's sing this old chorus. Asking you for several weeks, is there a song that the Lord's been giving you or a word that the Lord's been giving you as we're, what's going on in the world as we're praying? And so I ask that, or is there a song or just a testimony that you'd like to share? Anybody want to start us off? Anybody have a song that's been meaningful to them that they'd like to sing? Yes, Jim. 6:55 in the blue. Ah, yes. Lord, prepare me. 6:55 in the blue hymnal. Is there a special meaning of this song to you, Janet? It just speaks to you. Got it? Your surgery. All right, so last year you were facing something scary, and the Lord's been faithful, haven't he? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Sherry. Song because it's such a beautiful prayer too. So it's such a good prayer. Amen. Anybody else? Mary Cruz. 3:10. Oh my goodness, he lives. That's why we're here, right? 310 in the red book. You want to share anything about that song that you like, Mary? Got some good words in it. You have a favorite verse you'd like to sing? No? Oh, you'll like them all. All right. Why don't we do the first and third? He Lives. 3:10 in the red hymnal. I love the hymns because they tell a story, and there's a gospel in there, right? And in everything that's going on in the world, when we can be afraid and all of that, he lives. He lives. He's faithful and true. Such a good message. Such a good word. Amen. Anybody else have a testimony of him? Yes, Abby.
Said heaven and the blue. Jesus loves the little children. And this morning, as I was, Carol and I were talking, and we have matching feet because we both have a boot, but between us we have actually a whole set, so we're good. But we were talking about the Christmas boxes that we're working on. And for several years we went and worked in the processing center. And in the processing center, you go through the boxes and you take out inappropriate items, like if it's liquid or things that can't be sent, or maybe it's war toys or whatever that somebody's put in a box. Those are the only things you can take out. But as you're working in the processing center, they tell you, don't change the integrity of the box. If it has just a few items, you can add to it. Or if it has inappropriate items, you can take them out. But other than that, you're not supposed to change the box. And so they tell you stories about the boxes being delivered. And one year they told us a story about a box that had only one shoe in it. And the people at the processing center said, don't change it. God knows. Don't change it. And when that box was delivered, it was delivered to a little boy who had one foot, and it was the right shoe. God is good. Another time, they shared a story about a box that was marked boy, but inside were all little girl items. And they said, don't change it. Let it go. Don't change the tag. Let it go. When it was delivered, the little boy started to cry that got the box. And the people there thought he was upset because it had all little girl items in it. And he said, I hoped and I wanted a doll and a dress for my sister. And in the box was a doll and a dress. God knew. You can't make those stories up, and I get goosebumps when I think about them. So I just think now, as we're working towards that, as we're going through this disaffiliation, God loves us all. We're all God's children, and he loves us all, and we need to love one another, and so that's why it speaks to me.
Amen. When the word came down about that bus accident, I was, you know, we were all like, ugh, and praying. I could just feel myself getting angry because I'm just so angry at all the attacks upon our children, and what's just the enemy's just unleashed, just attacks upon attacks upon our children. And so, and it's good to see Curry here, and you're going to be welcoming a baby soon, and we've got baby Rocky, and I know some of you grandchildren. I want to just take time, and let's just pray right now for our children and thank God. And if you, Lord, stir in your heart, and then we'll sing that song, but thank you for sharing that. Father, yeah. Doesn't want to get on the bus again. And then the doctors gave Nick some names and people who work with children who've gone through this. But I just wanted to say hallelujah, and he's home.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pam, for that update. Father, we do thank you that that accident could have been so much worse. And Lord, we pray for Hemi and those other little ones, that all fear and the seeds of fear and trauma that the enemy, what the enemy has meant for evil, Lord, I pray you would turn it and use it for glory. I thank you, Jesus, that he's home. Lord, we pray that he would heal everything, that the concussion, the brain injury, that we just bless him. And Lord, we thank you. We pray peace on that bus driver. God, your grace and peace upon that bus driver as well. We thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for Rocky and all of the things that you brought that baby through. And Lord, we continue to bless Rocky in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for Curry, that Lincoln is coming soon. And Lord, I pray for a smooth delivery for Curry and that just safety. And Lord, we just thank you for new life. And Lord, we pray for our children, Jesus. You welcome the children. When everybody else wanted him to just push the children away, he welcomed the children. And Lord, you say, Jesus, you said, unless you become like a little child, you can't come into the kingdom. And so, Lord, we just thank you that you delight in children. You delight in just the humility, the realness of children. And so, Lord, we pray, we bless the children of DuCoin. We pray you'd be a shield of fire all around about them. We thank you, Lord, for Weekend Warrior, and we pray for those kids, Lord, that you'd bless those kids. We bless these boxes. Thank you for the testimony, Lord, that you know. And Lord, I pray that we would be a blessing in everything we do, Lord, that we would be examples to our children. And Lord, I pray for parents, grandparents, Lord, grace upon our children and our youth. Lord, we thank you for them. Anybody else want to pray? You can jump in. Sing 447 in the blue hymnal. Let's sing verses 1 and 3. Jesus loves the little children.
This is just, I want to have this song. I just saw it in a movie last night, this song. And it really just, it wasn't anything really to do with the movie, but it was just in the movie. And it just hit me, you know. And I end up listening to the song more than the movie. And I really forgot we were doing this today. And so that song's been in my mind since last night and this morning. And so it still is. And
all
it's
right.
Just a Closer Walk with Thee, 564 in the Blue Book.
564 in the Blue Book. 564. Do you have a particular verse, Gordy, you'd like to sing? No. Okay. All right, let's do the first two verses. Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Thank you.
song's always been probably my favorite. I love the words. If you just let him fill your heart and satisfy your soul, let him have the things that hold you, and let his spirit descend upon you like a dove. Just things that are weighing down on you, just turn to the Holy Spirit and let him comfort you. He's there for you.
He's there. And he's waiting for an invitation, isn't he? Spirit song. 384. Let's sing. Let's just... All right, spirit song. Presence with us. And Lord, you know where such a good word. Fran, what you got?
140 in the Red Book, Great Is Thy Faithfulness.
140, okay, there's a story there, sister. Can you give us a short testimony? Verses 1 and 2. All right, verses 1 and 2. Great is thy faithfulness. 140 in the red hymnal. Song today, it might be that one. I've been so thankful. Give a short testimony. I wasn't going to, but I just keep feeling prompted, and that song pushed me over the edge. I'm so thankful for the Lord's faithfulness to me. Before my surgery, I couldn't do anything that involved upper body work without pain and swelling. Everything I would do, especially if it involved your pec muscles, it just hurt, and I would swell up, and it just hurt. And that has gone away, and I've been getting back into the gym. Before my surgery, my first surgery, 12, 13 years ago, I worked out all the time. I was training all the time. I was body pumped 3 times a week in Gold's Gym, and I couldn't do any of that. I lost a huge part of my life, and I've been working with a trainer, special trainer over in Carbondale, and this fall we started twice a week. And you all, I did dips off the bench for the first time in 13 years this week. And I couldn't have done that, like, before my surgery. And so I only did 2 sets of 3. But I'm just thankful for what the Lord is doing in my life. And you guys have supported me. You have prayed me through that. And I'm having tests on Tuesday. My liver is still, enzymes are still elevated. So I've still got toxins in my body. My body's detoxing. But I've come so far, and I'm just thankful to be able to get my life back and be able to do things and be able to sweep and be able to mop the floor and not hurt. And I've come a long way. So great is thy faithfulness. Yay. So I just want to, that's my testimony this morning. Anybody else have anything? A song? A story on that one, Eleanor. Somebody give Eleanor a mic. 446. Well, they can't hear you online, though. 446. Who's got the mic on this side? Okay, I gave it to you. I want to hear a story on this one, Eleanor. This is, I want to hear. 446. We have a story to tell the nations.
Baptist Church, and really there wasn't a lot of youth after the mine closed.
Yeah.
And most of my friends were Baptist. And so I went to Baptist Church, not on Sunday, but for the GAs. And this was their theme song, or we sang it every week. And I just remember those times with those friends.
Do you have a special verse you'd like to sing, a verse or two, Eleanor? All right. And the second one. Okay, the first two verses, 446 in the blue hymnal. We have a story to tell to the nations. Amen. I love the theme that I see emerging here. We sung Because He Lives, Majesty, and now this one. And I just hear victory in Jesus. Do you hear a theme that's happening here? Darkness shall turn to the light. That's so good. I love it when the Holy Spirit does that. See, there's a theme here of victory. So good. Let's have at least two more. Two more. Keep it shy. Anybody? Fran's got another one. Anybody that doesn't have... Go to Fran. Go ahead, Fran. Ooh, 147 in the blue. Testimony there, girl. He's great. Amen. 147 in the blue. It's to verses 1 and 3. How great thou art. Doesn't have anything burning, okay. Anybody else that has been sitting there, felt the stirring, you haven't had the guts yet? Abby, what's your song? And I see Judy's too. What's your song, Abby? What? It Is Well With My Soul. What's yours, Judy? Oh, The Old Rugged Cross. I'll tell you what, let's do The Old Rugged Cross. We're going to take the Lord's Supper, and then we'll do one verse of It Is Well With My Soul. Do you have a testimony with that, Abby? You do.
Turn and look at her, and she would always be looking at me, and we just would share a smile. And you know how thankful I am that although I miss her every day, how thankful I am that she was ready and when the Lord called her home.
Amen. Amen. What page is that, Abby?
705.
705 in the blue. We're going to end the service with that. 705 in the blue. And then Judy, what is yours? In the red? You all are going to get me confused here now. I know. I got it, Rich. I got it. 327. 327. Is verse 1 and 3 okay, Judy? All right. We're going to do 327 in the blue, The Old Rugged Cross. Father, we thank you. What a beautiful transition to sing that song and go into the Lord's Supper. And Lord, we thank you. We've sung about your victory. We've sung about because he lives. We have a story to tell to the nations. Lord, we thank you that you suffered and you bled and you died. And Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for coming, for dying on the cross for our sins, that we can have life. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. By your appointment, the seasons come and go. You bring forth bread from the earth and create the fruit of the vine. You formed us in your image and made us stewards of your world. Earth has yielded its treasure, and from your hand we have received blessing on blessing. So with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor. When hungry and tempted, he refused to make bread for himself that he might be the bread of life for others. When the multitudes were hungry, he fed them. He broke bread with the outcast but drove the greedy from the temple. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, as we do indeed have a story to tell to the nations. Until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. You do not need to be a member here to take the Lord's Supper. If you believe in Jesus, that he came, born of a virgin, died on the cross for your sins, and is resurrected, you are welcome to take the Lord's Supper with us. Father, we thank you for your body broken. And Lord, we receive that by faith now. Your life. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We receive it by faith now in Jesus' name. Take, eat. And Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that forgives, that heals, that our sins are canceled. Just a closer walk with thee. Lord, that's our prayer. Draw us closer to you. Help us to see more than we've ever seen before. Your beauty, your victory, what you died to give us. We receive, Lord, your forgiveness, and we thank you for your blood. And we receive that now by faith in Jesus' name. Take, drink. Thank you, Jesus. It is well with my soul. What page was that again, Abby? 705 in the blue. Please stand as we sing our last song. We'll just sing the first verse of this, "It Is Well With My Soul." This will be our dismissal to go downstairs and fellowship with one another and with the Lord. "It Is Well With My Soul." Father, I pray we would go forth in peace, Lord, that you would surround us, and Lord, that fill us with your Spirit, and may we be your light and your witness to everybody we meet, and Lord, bless our gathering together downstairs. Pray, Lord, your just Spirit would come and just bless our conversations and bless our time together.